Miniota by Linda Clark. Sympathy is extended to Roy and Dale Late and their family on the death of Roy's brother Clifford Late at Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. Our winter travelers are beginning to return home. Edward and Beth Leland have returned from several weeks spent with their daughter Liz Hargrave and children Hudson, Alec, Savannah and Isabel at Walsh, Alta. Taking in many of their grandchildren's activities and celebrating birthdays. Jack and Irene Bryant enjoyed a three-week winter getaway to Victoria, BC, but report some cool weather and the spring flowers just budding as they were ready to head home. Kevin and Carol Bonner enjoyed their first visit to Hawaii, traveling with two of Carol's sisters, Leona and Lauren McCauley and Colleen and Ed Haddock. They stayed at Waikiki Beach, Oahu, and report the ocean, the lovely flowers and greenery, along with the beautiful sunsets were amazing. Highlights of their trip would be the submarine tour to the bottom of the ocean and the helicopter tour of the island. Their wish would be to return to this part of the world and tour a different Hawaiian island. Delbert and Pat Cole also enjoyed a two-week holiday to Hawaii. This was Pat's second time to visit a Hawaiian island, having been 50 years ago. They also stayed at Oahu, and some of the highlights of their trip would be visiting Pearl Harbor and the Dole Plantation, along with the challenge of navigating the city buses as one means of transportation. Delbert and Pat began their trip from Vancouver, where they visited with Mervyn Cole and family for a few days. The Brewskis U18 girls hockey team traveled to Gilbert Plains on March 20th to play Game 5 for the league championship decision. What a year! Gold at provincials and now league champions. Brooke Thompson, Bailey Bryant and Monell Bryant from Miniota are members of this team along with two of their coaches Brad Thompson and Randy Bryant. Congratulations to the Brewskis on a wonderful season. Many of our local hockey teams are holding their wind-up evenings here at our local rink, for the ice is holding up with this cooler weather. Great to be able to celebrate a successful hockey season. The first day of spring has arrived. No matter how long the winter, spring is sure to follow. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Ed and Laura Magesho from Kenosi Lake visited Irene Magesho March 13th. On March 17th, St. Patrick's Day SAIL put on a dinner of Irish stew and biscuits. Ed and friends entertained us, Arthur Maxwell, Deborah Naylor, June Blair, Milton Henry and Ed Clayton. March 21st, the Berg family are coming to sing for us. Remember, old folks are worth a fortune, with silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, stones in their kidneys, lead in their feet and gas in their stomachs. As I have become a little older, a few changes have come into my life. I'm seeing five gentlemen every day. As soon as I wake up, willpower helps me get out of bed. Then I go to see John. Next Charlie Horse comes along, and when he leaves Arthur Ritus comes along and stays for the rest of the day. He doesn't like to stay in one place very long, so he takes me from joint to joint. After such a busy day I'm tired and go to bed with Ben Gay. What a life. The preacher came to call and said at my age I should be thinking about the hereafter. I said I do all the time. No matter where I am I ask myself, now what am I hereafter? Ray Everett of Brandon visited Grandma Ethel Bowles and set up a new phone and cordless one for her. They also enjoyed a chicken chef supper. Joyce Heeman and friends went over to Lenore to join their quilting friends on Sunday.